My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. On the pitch. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Hour number three. My. And if you missed any parts of hours one or two, our constitutional originalist, David Shostakis, kicked things off. We talked about a number of cases that will be coming up before the Supreme Court in this session that's coming up. We talked about states' rights. We talked about individual rights. Lots and lots of very interesting conversation. And so encourage you to check that out. In the last hour, we were joined by Dick Morris was with us, and we talked about the abortion issue, and Claire Lopez and Rick Manning were just with us as we talked about the border and fentanyl and the issues that are happening at the border, which are incredibly serious. Well, joining me now from CensorTrack.org and Newsbusters, Tierran Rose Mandelberg, or as your friends call her, T-Rose. Hey, T. Rose, how you doing?
Hey, Pastor Greg. Thank you for that epic introduction. I need that as my alarm clock.
There you go. There you go. Well, it's my pleasure to have you. It's my pleasure to have you. So, let's can kick things off talking about, you know, it's interesting to hear how they frame. So, moving to censor track for a minute. If you talk about stolen elections, if you talk about vax injuries, if you talk about the, you know, true statistics on COVID or its origination, right? WHO, CDC, FDA. Funny, Fauci now coming out and saying it's possible that that China had something to do with distributing COVID. You think? But if you talk about any of those things, you're going to get censored unless you're Stacey Abrams and you live in the world where you believe that you're still the governor of Georgia or you became the governor of Georgia. Or you're Hillary Clinton and you think that you were elected president in 2016. Hello?
That's exactly right, Pastor Greg. It's insane how not only just the media, like, you know, on TV and things like that, how they'll only cover certain sides or they'll hide certain things, but like you're talking about with censor tracks, we see all over big tech, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, TikTok now, Instagram, YouTube, all those platforms, they all just cover for leftist talking points. And they'll, if it's something like crazy and absurd, for example, the Stacey Abrams video was surfaced where she said complete lies about science and about a child's heartbeat. She literally called a six-week-old child's heartbeat manufactured as like some sort of scam to tell women that their child had a quote-unquote heartbeat instead of a real heartbeat. That as if doctors were just putting some audio file into the ultrasound machine to mock the sound of a heartbeat. So Abrams claimed that, but big tech and the media, they're first of all, I mean, it did spread a significant amount, but it never was labeled, you know, misinformation or this is a lie. But I bet you if a conservative or in this case, a Republican gubernatorial candidate, she's a candidate for Georgia, if a Republican had said something that was a complete lie like she just did, they would be, this would have been on the news, like this is a liar, this is a complete false claim, but we don't have any of that on social media or on the news.
No, we don't have any of that. And, you know, and there, the media's bias and the president's speech has now really, I mean, we've talked about how dangerous it can be, but it's actually now for certain led to the death of a young man in North Dakota, Kaylor Ellingson of Grace City, 18 years old, was run over by a 41-year-old driver who said that he intentionally ran over and killed this teenager because he was espousing what this man believed were, you know, extreme political views. And let's frame this in how it can only be framed. The President of the United States, the resident of the United States, White House, said, right? It said that if you hold to the traditional valued views, if you believe in traditional marriage, if you believe in life at conception, If you believe that children's sexes are male and female, if you value these kinds of values, you are a threat, a threat to the United States of America. These are his words. I mean, to suggest such a thing, they tried to say that President Trump incited a quote-unquote insurrection where they murdered four Americans, they being D.C. Capitol Police, murdered four Americans.
Right.
T-Rose, this is, you know, upside down and backwards.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. It is. It's honestly, it's so disheartening. I was talking to a doctor yesterday about the Abrams situation and how, you know, scientifically this is wrong. But what was fascinating and what it has become so fascinating is that people are so ignorant. They're just blindly following whatever is popular, like these claims that Biden just said, like you were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people see that. You and I see that. And we say, are you kidding? Is this real life? Is he lying? Is this a joke? Like, is this some kind of April Fool's prank, right? But then people are just completely blinded and they're just following him without even thinking about it. They're not checking sources. They're not checking, and they're following him and whatever the leftist media portrays to them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's like, what was the shift in our society where we decided suddenly, you know, let's just become brainwashed by whatever is popular, whatever is trending, and follow it. Like, for example, you were talking what Biden said about how, you know, if you're not this, 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 then you're some sort of threat. Well, a couple weeks ago, I read a piece that said if you're straight, if you're a Christian, and if you're white, you're a fascist. And I'm like, this is being taught in a school system. And I'm thinking to myself, so kids now are, this indoctrination process is starting with these kids,
mm-hmm.
where it's teaching them that if you are in any way faltering from the leftist, propagandistic viewpoint, then you are the threat. And I'm thinking, like, well, I don't want my kids to grow up in situations like that. And I'm still growing up. I'm only 24. Like, and I'm luckily, thank goodness, I'm, you know, noticing these biases and things
right.
like that, but
right.
so many people aren't, and that's what's disheartening.
Well, and you know, there's conditioning that's going on. You know, in third world countries where they're going into, and we're becoming that, sadly, folks. But in third
yeah.
world countries where they go into these villages where you have the armies of just the of oppression, they go into these villages and they kill parents, or like, for example, in an example that is used and it's true life in a film called The Machine Gun Preacher, where they have mm-hmm. the child kill his mother.
Yeah.
Okay. The purpose of that is that is desensitization. It's to mm-hmm. destroy all conscious. And they're doing that to kids in schools today. So they begin
yeah.
by perversion and breaking down their conscience and then programming them as you're suggesting.
Right. It does. It literally does sound like, I swear to you, I've seen TV shows or read dystopian books where that's exactly what they're doing. They break things down so they can, you know, completely brainwipe somebody, right? This
yep.
is some sort of like science fiction thing. And then they reprogram them to, you know, do this way and act this way in this circumstance. But that's exactly what they're doing to not only just the kids, but to us as well. I mean, that's what they're trying to do, just break down and diminish everything that we know and all of our moral backbone and in order for us to just follow blindly.
Yeah, and of course, media is, you know, right in the middle of propagating these ideas, and then social media, which is where CensorTrack really gets, you know, focused, but social media is creating the messaging and the platform to send the messaging that they want. Look, I, you know, I'm banned on Twitter, I'm banned on YouTube, I'm banned on LinkedIn, I'm on Facebook, I'm shadow banned. I'll give you an example. And again, another story that should have been covered that got next to no coverage. But I put up the story about James Younger and the court case that just happened, where James Younger's ex-wife, a radical judge in Dallas, Texas, gave her full custody and complete green light to start feeding this boy hormone blockers to chemically castrate him because she wants him to be a boy, and remanded that his brother, this is seven, 8, 9 year old in between 7 and 9 years of age now. Okay, started at like 7 years of age when they started this process.
Yeah.
Of dressing him up in dresses and trying to convince him to wear makeup and basically trying to convince him that he's a girl. The brother, the twin brother, has to go to psychological counseling to be made to validate the mother's decision to make the brother into a girl. The father, the former husband, who has now had his custody rights stripped away, was told, you must go to indoctrination training if you want to see your kids. And he was like, I refuse to do that. And I fully disagree with my kids being forced. We'll be back to talk more about the radical media right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. T. Rose Mandelberg, Newsbusters, CensorTrack.org. The point of this, folks, is these stories have to be covered. The story of Kaler Ellingson, who was run down for and accused of being an extremist, and understand, and now people are saying, oh, this guy, he should have been in a mental health institution. That's their cover. Their cover is oh, we should have put him in a mental health. Here's the thing. If you are on this side, I don't know. In the name of Jesus Christ, I just pray, God, open their ears and open their eyes and remove the blinders so that they can realize that the idea of a destroyed family, of children being perverted and drugged, these are the kinds of things, T. Rose, in my lifetime, years back, you would have, these would have been, R-rated movies about a psychopath. And the good guy would have been chasing the bad guy down to either get him arrested or end him because of the evil that he represented. And now the evil that is represented is what's considered normative, and it's being forced down your kids' throats. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I get really wound up on this issue.
It's sad, Pastor Greg.
Yeah. Well, it hits my righteous anger button, okay?
Well, that's right. I mean, the evil is now what we saw as evil. And I mean, I'm very young and I still am, more noticing things now. But even when I was younger, I feel like this wasn't as popular. But now what we saw as evil is normal and it's glamorized. And it's not only that, it's encouraged. So it's more encouraged for kids to be part of the LGBTQ community than to be straight. My niece was in public school in Connecticut, and they said she was the weird one because she was straight. So she was the anomaly because she didn't decide one day that she was lesbian or bisexual or whatever. She's like, I'm 13 years old. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. So then they suggest, well, you're just, you know, you're naive or you're backwards or you're mentally, you know, slow or whatever, because you're just not with it. You're not in the flow. And you know, the proof is in the numbers of kids now, because this is, fortunately, to some degree, this has not been being really heavily pushed until probably the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, and I say fortunately because you're seeing kids that are, you know, between the ages of, you know, 19 and 25 that have been indoctrinated or were indoctrinated or were forced to take these drugs and so on, that are coming out and saying, that's not right, this isn't who I am,
right.
You know, and raising the flag. And now, unfortunately, as Chloe Cole shares in her testimony, the kids that they forced to do these things are the kids that are committing suicide. And it's not because they are not being accepted. She was like, I got all the accolades, all the acceptance. Everybody loved me. Everybody liked me. Now that I've realized how ridiculous this is and how wrong this is, now nobody wants to talk to me. Now I'm ostracized. Now I'm cut off because I'm not part of the dementia crowd. You know, I'm not part of the demented perversion crowd.
Right, right.
You know, when we get together and talk, I know that a lot of times we talk about these moral issues. Folks, they're so critically important. I'm going to give you the final 30 seconds, your thoughts on where we're at.
Yeah, Pastor Greg, you know, I wish that we could talk about more happy things and more positive things sometimes, but the truth of the matter is, the media is going to paint these situations and glorified life, and they're going to encourage them. But we need to, as Christians and as just everyday citizens, we need to recognize the fallacies that we're seeing and the lies that the media is telling, and stand firm in our rooted Christian faith and our foundation, because at this point, that's the only thing that's going to save us.
Amen. Well said. We got to get back to God. We've got to get back to Jesus Christ. T. Rose, check it out. Newsbusters and CensorTrack.org. Newsbusters and CensorTrack.org. Look forward to having you back with me again in a couple of weeks. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. Reverend Clenard Childress is with us. They are targeting the children. And don't think that the battle over abortion is over. The Mark Houck story should tell us that. Back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I've got a very special friend and very special guest on the program with me right now. And let me see here. And there it is. Grabbing a book, folks. Grabbing a book. All right. So my guest is the author of a book called A Flicker in the Water, Inside the Tales, and it's a fishing book. It's a fishing book. And his name is Bob Gonzalez. He's a longtime friend. The foreword is written, by the way, by Mariel Hemingway, which is really cool. The Hemingways, of course, are a fishing family, and he'll be joining me here in just a minute on Zoom. So when he does, then I'll get a picture of him up, and I'm sending that Zoom out to him so that way he can do that. But he also lives in Florida. And he is fortunately just outside of the danger zone, if you will, but he has family that is in the danger zone, and he has friends that are in the danger zone. And, of course, I'm talking about the Hurricane Ian. And so I welcome Bob Gonzalez. Bob, welcome. Good to have you.
Hi, Pastor Greg. How are you?
Well, brother, I'm good. It's a good day. It's a good day today. And I know you know what that means for me. Yeah, it's a good day today. I'm very concerned, obviously, because they upgraded, and I think it still is, but they upgraded Ian to a Category 4 hurricane, which is that's a monster. Tell me what you know. What are you hearing, and what's going on with preparations?
Well, it's 155 mile an hour winds, 2 more miles an hour, and it becomes Category 5, which is that's catastrophic. I hope that it weakens just a bit before it hits the land. It's still about, I don't know, 50 to 100 miles offshore of Naples, supposedly heading northeast to the Cape Coral area. But you never know with these things. They do whatever they want, and they can change on a dime. And it's nothing to take lightly. You take it very seriously.
Well, yeah, I agree. I agree. I mean, there's no question that, you know, this is not something to take lightly. What kinds of preparations are you making, and what kind of preparations are you encouraging friends and neighbors to make relative to this situation? And what are they telling you you should be doing right now?
Well, if you want to live anywhere with glass windows or any kind of windows, I would board everything up. Take anything that loose potted plants or anything that's loose in your yard and put it inside if you can. Sandbags are always good to try to keep the water away from, you know, getting inside your house, especially if you're in a flood zone area. And if they, tell you to evacuate, then evacuate. And sometimes people get stubborn and want to stay home, but, that can come later. Your safety is the number one priority. And like I said, you know, I went through a hurricane back in 1995, Hurricane Opal, and the memories are, and the memories are still like forged in my mind. You can never get rid of that. It's just, it's awe-inspiring. You can really see the power of God in those storms.
Well, yeah, and yeah, as you said, I mean, once you've had that etched in your mind, it's pretty difficult to unload that. I think about, you know, I was in Houston. I was doing a radio show out in California at the time that, anyway, we had some people that sponsored me to go to the Houston Astrodome to help with, you know, the Katrina folks. And my goodness, you know, listening to their stories, hearing what, you know, what they went through and so on was just, I mean, you know, it's something you don't want to go through it if you don't have to, and you don't want to forget it either if you do go through it, so you're hopefully better prepared. Governor DeSantis is holding meetings. He's getting information out to people. He's given mandatory evacuations. What do you think it is that makes a person say, "Yeah, I'm hearing all that, but you know, I've survived these before, and I'm just going to hunker down and stick around." What do you think is the thought process for that?
Well, it's hard to rip away people from their homes. I think people can just get attached to being in the home where they feel they think they're safe.
Yeah.
You know, and for some people, they just want to ride it out at home. But I don't advise that. If you're in one of those areas close to the water, because sometimes it's not about your house. It could be about flying debris and down power lines and I mean, there's stuff flying, coconuts from the trees can smash windows, all kinds of stuff. Trees fall on your roof, you know, your roof could even be torn off. So who, I would get out of there, especially with a category 4 or 5. The time for sorting it all out will come.
Well, the other thing that I would think would be a concern would be the surge, right? That's
going to
come. I mean, I lived, you know, in Clearwater, and you know, for a time, and I know that, you know, being out there, I mean, it's beautiful and it's lovely and it's all those things, except when you know there's a hurricane that's coming. And, you know, there's not a lot of barrier between you and an angry ocean.
Yep. Yeah, there sure is. And sometimes that storm surge can get upon you quickly.
Yeah, it would certainly seem that, you know, now in this instance, thankfully, there is some warnings, you know, that you have and potentially some ability to, you know, to be able to do some preparation. Talk to me in terms of, you know, because you have to look at this from, okay, we're going to get hit. We don't know how bad it's going to be. At this point, it could be a category 4, it could even be a category 5, which would be monstrous.
Mm-hmm.
You've lived in Florida for a number of years. You're almost your whole life, right? I mean, off and on.
Well, I came in my 20s, and I've been here since.
Okay. And so I know that Floridians, I mean, I've had friends that, you know, that lived in an area, you know, near you who have had hurricanes that have blown across, because it's not a you know, extremely wide plot of land. You know, you get a hurricane that comes through, it's going to blow through and almost get to the, you know, to the other side, you know, where it leaves, so to speak, or at least it can. What kinds of things are being done, or and are you involved in responsive preparation?
Well, I have, you know, a chainsaw and different things to help people who might need to clear brush from their yard,
mm-hmm.
Sandbags, you know, I'd be willing to help whoever needs it because I know how devastating these things can be. Luckily, I'm in an area of Florida that's outside the cone at this moment, but I have people who are right in the cone, so I'm a little worried about them that they may lose power, and we may not be able to communicate with them for a few days. And people who are out of the area, I wouldn't try to rush back as soon as this thing passes. Wait for the authorities to tell you it's safe travel, because there's always down power lines and you know, running water and things like that you might not see, and they could be just as, the aftermath of the storm can be just as devastating if you do it too soon.
Now, I sent you a friend of mine messaged me and said, hey, if you know anybody that needs assistance, you know, to reach out to them, Steve Slepsvik. And he is involved with a company called Strategic Response, and they are in the area. So if there's anybody that has family or friends that's in the area that might need assistance, Steve is available. Their number is 888-582-5848. That's 888-582-5848. And I know, Bob, I've connected you and Steve, so, you know, as needs arise, you know, that'll be an opportunity for you guys to make connection as well. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a flicker in the water and some happy fish stories. Back with more right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nega products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very good friend, Bob Gonzalez, joins us now live from Florida. Now, Bob, where are you in Florida? Can you say?
Yeah, I'm in Destin, Florida.
Okay. And so how far are you from the center of where this is supposed to land?
I'm a few hundred miles away, so here I'm not being affected by it. You still have to take precautions, though. Until that storm makes landfall, anything is possible.
Right, right. And it, but it is centered about 200 miles south of you.
I would say maybe 500 or 600 miles south of me right now.
Okay, okay.
It's right off of the coast of Naples, which is the southwest Florida, as far south on the west coast.
Right, right. Okay. But it's a pretty thin shot directly across. So I mean, once it, you know, and depending on how on the size and what have you, but once it hits, I mean, that whole part of Florida is essentially going to at some point be cut off, you know, north from south.
Yeah, the highways will probably be impassable for a while until they clear everything.
Right. That's the 95, right?
Well, 95 is on the East Coast. 75
okay.
is the one that goes down the West.
Okay. Okay. You're right, because it comes around at the top of the boot and then comes yeah. down through the panhandle and comes down.
Yeah. Yeah. I-10 goes through the panhandle and then... right there where the boot connects, I-75 takes you straight down.
Okay. All right. So what are the communities that are anticipated to be affected by this?
Well, anything on the west coast of Florida, Tampa, Port Charlotte, Sarasota, Bradenton, Naples, Fort Myers, all of those areas are probably going to have the highest impacts. They're going to take the brunt of the storm.
What about St. Petersburg and that area?
Yeah. Petersburg, that whole area.
Clearwater, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Clearwater, everything, yeah.
All right. Well, folks, you know, keep those people in your prayers. If you have friends or relatives in there, encourage them to you know, if they've been given the evacuation, encourage them to make the evacuation now. And there will be resources. It looks like Governor DeSantis is pulling all the resources together in response to this. Floridians are not unknowing, if you will, as it relates to these kinds of situations. Let's talk fish stories for a minute, my friend. You have written the book called A Flicker in the Water. It's tales of your adventures at sea and tales of others' adventures, people that you know and have talked to and visited to about their adventures at sea. First of all, tell listeners, how did you connect with Mariel Hemingway?
Well, I've always liked The Old Man and the Sea since I was a little kid, and I sent her the manuscript for the book and to see if she might be interested in looking at it and maybe writing the foreword for it, and she agreed to do it. At the publishing company that I published under, Mindster Media, they have a package with her that if she approves your manuscript, she'll write the foreword for your book and do a YouTube video for it. So she agreed and she did it, and I was so flattered, and she said the book gave her a great sense of appreciation. I think that she understood more what her father and her grandfather were doing when they were fishing all those years. Her grandfather, you know, for Old Man in the Sea, the tale of the old fisherman.
Right, right.
So I was really flattered by that. I'm grateful and thankful for her for doing that.
That's really cool. She writes, "Fishing, as my dad taught me over the years and his father taught him, is more about the experience, the water, the fresh air, the temperature, the stillness or the current, and, of course, the landscape or seascape that surrounds you than it is about hauling fish onto the deck. There is a zen to fishing that speaks only to those that have gone out into the water and experienced everything about the environment they are in. You are a visitor when you are out in the ocean. It is a world you must respect and honor as far more powerful than any man. The sea belongs and is run by the creatures that live and survive there." That's a fitting tribute to what you have put together. Share with my audience a couple of the stories that you have. One of them in here is about a great white.
Yeah. For many years it was thought that the great whites did not inhabit the Gulf of Mexico. They thought the water wasn't cold enough for them, but that has been 1,000% disproven.
Much to the chagrin, right, of some of those who thought so.
yeah. They caught one here recently near my area in a place called Navarre. The fishing pier off of Navarre caught a great white right off the beach. So they can pretty much be anywhere. And now they tag great whites, and they see them swimming all the way down from, like, New England, Massachusetts, all the way down into the Gulf of Mexico. They're here for sure.
Yes. No. No question about that. So, what were the stories? I mean, there are a lot of fishing stories, I'm sure, that you have heard. You've been fishing for how many years? Is it? Can you care to tell us that?
15 years, 20 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So over 20 years, obviously, you've had your own adventures, and you share some of those, and you share also stories of others that you're familiar with. These are firsthand accounts, more or less, in every case. What was it that made specific stories stand out to you? What did you look for when you said, okay, yeah, this needs to go in the book?
I was looking for things that were exciting to me. I wanted to explain the experience pretty much from the moment you wake up, all the preparation that it takes, the feelings that you have when you're out there on the ocean, the good and bad. Like I say, you know, you have that butterfly in your stomach because you don't know exactly what's going to happen when you go out there. You can come back with a great haul, or you could come back with nothing. Just like the one story in the book about Peter with the disciples, when they fished all night, he told Jesus, "We fished all night and caught nothing." So, but Jesus told them to lower their nets, and he didn't want to do it. He told them, "Come on, we fished all night and caught nothing. But if you say to lower the nets, I'll lower the nets."
We're going to lower the nets. We're going to lower the nets. We've only got about a minute left here. A Flicker in the Water is the name of the book. You can find it at Amazon. You can use Amazon, by the way, Smile Amazon, and choose Faith Harvest Church as your charity, and that'll help us out here. A few seconds left. What page do you want them to start on? Where would you say when you get the book, you got to look at this page?
Start on page one, in the beginning.
Start with Mariel Hemingway and the introduction, right? Start with the family story and get an idea of what's going on. There's all kinds of interesting stories, and it's not just stories as well. There's some cool pictures in here as well that, you know, kind of address where things happened and kind of give you a feel for it, and some pictures of Bob's adventures and some big fish tales. All right, we're out of time today. Bob, thanks for being with us. We're going to be praying for you and your family and your friends there in Florida, and maybe we'll be able to get you to jump back on in a day or so and give us an update of what's going on down there.
That sounds good. Thanks, Pastor Greg, for having me on.
You bet. God bless you, my friend.
God bless you.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi,
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.